Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in again this morning. This is Watch Your Ruth, Tuesday morning, 10/23/2013. Looking around, quite a few leaves on the ground, and kind of a little colder at night. Winter is setting in. It's unseasonably warm in the daytime. Kind of odd. I've seen the moon during the day for the last 3 days. It's kind of odd, too. What do you think? Signs and signs and signs and skies and the moons and the stars. A lot of weird things happening out in the universe. Probably about as lunatic fringe as what's going on here on Earth. Things that we see going around us. Kind of requires a mindset to stay tuned in to what's really important. And to not allow Satan's robbing us of our joy in this world by overwhelming us with confusion and disrupting our thought processes, making the people we love sick, confusing us with why they're so ill. Which brings me to mind that I'd like to say a quick prayer for Minister Mary Fitzpatrick, also Laura Hagman. And Father God, would you just incline your ear to this petition I make to you today, that you would, in your Son's name, Father, send legions of angels down, be a hedge of protection, that you would send the ministers of patience and kindness and mercy to all those caring for these saints of yours, Father. May everyone that administers care to them do it in a just, merciful way, and that their healing may be quickened, that your spirit is quickened within them, makes them clearly understand that which they do. For the least of these, the slave, the prisoner, brokenhearted, that we do for these, we do for you. I just give you all the praise and all the glory, because it's in your word that it says, by your stripes we are healed. I claim that promise today, and all the promises. For doesn't it say in your word, bring to me remembrance of all the promises that I've made so that I can bring them all into fruition to you? I bring this promise of healing, Father, before your feet, and I claim it. Because you gave me power in your name to administer and to pray for those. And I come before you and with those hearing this message today in unity. And we come stand like a pillar before you today, Father, these requests. Thank you for hearing my petition. Thank you for placing the Holy Spirit in me, making my heart groan to know you, to feel you in your presence. Thank you for allowing that Holy Spirit, Ruach, presence to lead, guide, and direct my path, to make you a presence and priority in my life each and every day. And every day, And El Shaddai, the Lord, told Moses, prepare two stone tablets like the first one. I will write upon them the same commands that were on the first tablets that you broke. And be ready. And he took the stone tablets like the first ones, climbed down like the Lord had told him to do, taking them. He gave them to the people. Moses wanted to see God's glory. I myself will go with you and give you success, for you aren't going to be without me. If you go with us, all the people will know that we have found favor with you. I will make my goodness pass before you, and I will announce to you the meaning of my name, Jehovah the Lord. I show kindness and mercy to anyone I want to, but you may not see the glory of my face, for man may not see me and live. However, stand here on this rock beside me, and when my glory goes by, put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed. And then I will remove my hand. You will see my back, but you shall not see the face of Jehovah Jireh El Shaddai, neither in the morning nor at night. You're part of the agreement is to obey all of my commandments and to be very careful never to compromise with the people in the land where you live. For if you do, you'll soon be following all their evil ways. The Lord is saying to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, plow up the hardness of your hearts. Otherwise, the good seed will be wasted among the thorns. Cleanse yourselves. Circumcise yourselves. Remove the foreskin of your heart. Cleanse your minds, not just your bodies, or else my anger will burn against you because of your sin, and no one will be able to put my fire out. A lion and a destroyer of nations is stalking from his lair, and he is headed for your land. Your cities will lie in ruin without inhabitant in that day, says the Lord. The kings and the princes will tremble in fear, and the priests and the prophets will be stricken with horror. At that time he will send a burning wind from the desert among them, and upon them, not in little gusts, but in a roaring blast, he will pronounce the doom. And the enemy shall roll down upon us like a storm wind. His chariots are like a whirlwind. His steeds are swifter than eagles. Woe, woe unto us, for we are doomed. Your ways have brought this down upon you, and it is a bitter dose of your own medicine, striking deep within your heart. Believe their foolishness, for they refuse to listen to me. They are dull, retarded children who have no understanding. They are smart enough to do wrong. They have the right talent to do wrong, but good they do none at all. And I look upon them in every direction, and I see sin and ruin, and all the heavens are dark. And the Lord's decree of desolation covers the land, and he says there will be very little remnant of my people left. The earth will mourn, the heaven will be draped with black, because my decree against my people, but I made my mind up and I shall not change it. O Lord, you will take naught but truth. Try to get them to be honest, for you have punished them, but they don't change. You destroyed them, but they refuse to turn from their sin. They're determined with faces hard as rock not to repent. How can I pardon you? For even your children turn away and worship gods that are not gods at all. I fed my people until they were fully satisfied. Their tanks were so full, and they had no thanks for me. They committed adultery wholesale, and they gang up at the city's brothels. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each name for his neighbor's mate. Go down the rows of the vineyards and destroy them, but leave the branches. Strip each vine, they're not the Lord's. They have lied and said, he won't bother us. No evil will come upon us. There will be neither famine nor war. They're just windbags, all of these prophets full of lies. They have no divine authority. Their doom will fall upon them for their claims. They're not prophets of the Lord of hosts. Because they talk like this, I'm going to take your words and prophecies and turn them into a raging fire and burn up these people like kindling wood. See, I will bring a distant nation against you, a mighty nation, an ancient nation whose language you don't understand, and their weapons are spiritual weapons from dark forces, from unknown places, yet to be seen. These are mighty men. They shall eat your harvest and your children's bread and your flocks of sheep, of herds of cattle, yes, your grapes and figs, and they shall sack your walled cities. Even though you think you're safe. But I will not completely blot you out. Listen, you foolish, senseless people, eyes that do not see and ears that do not listen. Have you no respect at all for me, the Lord God asks? How can it be that you don't even tremble in my presence? I see all the shorelines of the world by perpetual decree so that the oceans, though they toss and roll, can never pass those bounds. Isn't it such a God to be feared and worshipped? But not these people. They have rebellious hearts. They have turned against me and gone off into idolatry. Though I am the one who gives them the rain each year in the spring and the fall and sends harvest times, yet they have no respect for fear for me. This is your last warning if you don't listen. I plan to empty the land. Disaster on disaster shall befall you, even the few who remain shall be gleaned again and again. The Lord of hosts has said, for as the grapes are gathered, the grape gatherer checks each vine to make sure that he hasn't missed one, so the remnant of my people shall be destroyed. Whoever will listen when I warn them, their ears are closed, and they refuse to hear the word of God has angered them. They don't want to hear any of it. For all this I am full of the wrath of God against them. I am weary of holding it in. I will pour it out. You can't heal a wound by saying it isn't there. Yet priests and prophets give assurances of peace. They don't blush when they give lies. And they shall die beneath my anger. Yet the Lord pleads with you still. Go where the good road is. Go where the godly paths go, where you used to go, when you loved me with a heart, with a brand new heart, where you could find rest for your soul. But you say, I don't want to walk down that road. But you see, I have set watchmen over you. And they have warned you. Listen for the sound of the trumpet. It will let you know when trouble comes. But you said, I don't want to pay attention. I don't want to pay attention. There's no use to pray to me when you don't pay attention. There will be no fruit for your sin. I don't bless sin when you reject my law. You burn incense from Sheba before me, and I don't accept your offerings. They are no sweet fragrance to me. And I will make an obstacle course of the pathway of my people. Fathers and sons shall be frustrated. Neighbors and friends shall collapse together. I have made my prophets assayers of metals, that you may test this people and determine their value, and listen to what they are saying, and watch what they are doing. They see, my prophets see, that these people are full of a lot of rebels. They talk evil against each other and the Lord. They are nothing but insolent brass. They're hard and they're cruel. There are bellows blowing fiercely. But the refining fire is blowing hotter, and it can never cleanse them, for there's no pureness in them. All dross. No matter how hot the fire is, they continue in their wicked ways. Don't be fooled by them. Be fooled. No wonder my anger is so great. How the children gather wood and the fathers build fires and the women knead dough and make cakes to offer the Queen of Heaven and to their other god idols. And I am the one that they are hurting, said the Lord. Most of all, they hurt themselves, and it's to their own shame. It wasn't offerings and sacrifices that I wanted from your fathers when they led them out of Egypt. That was not the point. What I wanted them to do was obey me. I wanted to be their God, and you shall be my people. Only do as I say, and all will go well for you. I give you this decree today. Life and death I put in your hands. Choose well for you. Choose life and not death. Is anyone sorry for sin? Does anyone say, what a terrible thing I've done? I've sinned. No. All are rushing pell-mell down the path of sin as swiftly as a horse rushing down to the battle. The stork knows the time of her migration. Turtle dove and the crane and the swallow all return to God's appointed time each year, but not my people. They don't accept the laws of God. How can you say we understand his laws when you teachers have twisted them up to mean a thing that I never said? You give useless medicine to my people, grievous wounds, for they assure them all is well, and these wounds cannot be healed. For I will send enemy troops among you like poisonous snakes. You will never be able to charm them, no matter what you do. They shall bite you and you shall die. And my heart is broken because of it. Listen to my weeping. Listen to me. The turtle dove sings, spring is here, winter is over. The harvest is soon to be finished. Are we to be saved? God stands in amazement and is silent. Therefore the Lord of hosts says this, see, I will melt them in a crucible of affliction. I will refine them and test them like metal. What else can I do with them? For their tongues aim to lie like poisonous spears. They speak cleverly to their neighbors while planning to kill them. Should I not punish them for such things as this, asked the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Because I, the Lord, say, my people have forsaken my commandments and they do not obey my laws. Instead, they have done whatever they please. They worship the idols of Baal as their fathers told them to do. And the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will punish all those who are circumcised in body but not in spirit. Don't act like people who make horoscopes and try to read their fate and future in the stars. Be frightened by predictions such as theirs, for it is a pack of lies. Their ways are futile and foolish. They cut down a tree and they carve idols out of it. They decorate it with silver and fasten it securely in a place with a hammer and nails so that it won't fall. But it is like a helpless scarecrow in a garden. It doesn't speak. It can't save you. Don't be afraid of those gods. They don't help you. They don't hurt you. They do nothing. They're useless. But the Lord is the only true God, the living God, the everlasting King. The whole earth shall tremble at his anger, and the world shall hide when he comes before his displeasure. To say this to who worship those gods, your so-called gods who have not made the heavens or the earth, they shall vanish from the earth, but our God, who formed the earth by his power and his wisdom, by his intelligence, he hung the stars in space and stretched out the heavens. It is his voice that echoes the thunder of the storm clouds. It is he who causes the mist to rise upon the earth. He sends the lightning and brings the rain, and from his treasuries he brings the wind, the roaring wind. Foolish men without knowledge of God, they bow down before idols in groves. They worship Baal. It's a shameful business that these men are up to. To the good people and the Creator, to the good people, the Creator of all, he is the Creator. He is the God of Jacob. He is not a foolish idol. The Lord of hosts is his name. Pack your bags. Get ready to leave. The siege will soon begin, for suddenly I'll fling you from this land and pour out great troubles down. At last you will see and feel my wrath. For the words of those false prophets will not heal your wounds. Desperate is my wound, my grief is great, my sickness is incurable, but I must bear it. My home is gone, my children have been taken away, and I will never see them again. There is no one left to help me to rebuild my home. The shepherds of my people have lost their senses. They no longer follow God, nor ask his will. Therefore they will perish and their flocks will be scattered. Listen here, the terrible sound of the great enemies. Their armies are coming from the north. This is the message that will be broadcast. For I solemnly said to your fathers when I brought them out of Egypt and have kept on saying it over and over and over again until this day, obey my commandments. You have as many gods before you as there are cities and altars of shame, and your altars burn incense to Baal. They're along every street. The Lord used to call you his green olive tree, beautiful to see and full of good fruit, but now he has sent fury to burn you up and leave you broken and charred because you don't worship him or follow his commandments. They make evil plots and plans, but the Lord has shown me I had been uninspected and unsuspecting as a lamb or an oxen. I didn't know that they were planning to kill me. Let's destroy the good men of God and all their messages. Let's kill them, and their names will be forgotten. But the Lord sees the hearts and the motives of all men, and he says, I will repay them for all they have planned. I look to you for justice, God. How long must this land of yours put up with all these goings-ons? Even the grass of the field groans and weeps over the wicked deeds. The wild animals and the birds have moved away. They're leaving. My brothers and sisters, even my own family have turned against me. They've plotted to call a mob against me. I can no longer trust them. Even when they speak sweetly to me. But my people have roared at me like a lion. And now, though I hate them because they've fallen to Baal, I will bring upon them swarms of vultures and wild animals to pick the flesh from their corpses. I make cities desolate, destroying armies, devouring from one end of nation to another. My people have sown wheat but reaped thorns. They have worked hard, but it doesn't do them any good. They will harvest a crop of shame. For the fierce anger of the Lord is upon the people that worship Balaam and Baal. I will force you from your land as Judah was forced from her land. But afterwards I will return and have compassion on you, and I will bring you home to your own land, each man to his inheritance. And if these heathen nations quickly learn my people's ways and claim me as their God instead of Baal, they shall be strong among my people. But any nation refusing to obey me will be expelled again and finished, says the Lord. Concluded up to chapter 13. I'm going to start that again tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in today to End Times. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Take someone with you. Give them the word of God. Plant a seed. And then be blessed by it. Watch it grow. Bye-bye.